Hello, my name is Lynn Thompson, Poet Laureate for the City of Los Angeles, and I'm happy to welcome listeners to this installment of Poems on Air, a podcast supported by the Los Angeles Public Library. Every week, I'll present the work of poets I admire, poets who you should know, and poets who have made a substantial and inimitable contribution to the art and craft of poetry.
It's February 2022, and so we commence a month-long celebration of Black History Month. It gives Poems on Air the opportunity to highlight how important it is for all readers and listeners to have access to writers working across the African diaspora and to celebrate just a few of the fine poets writing in that tradition and heritage. No one could kick off this project better than Pulitzer Prize-winning poet Tayemba Jess. Jess is the recipient of numerous awards and fellowships, including the Penn Jean Stein Book Award, the Kingsley Tufts Poetry Award, and a fellowship from the National Endowment for the Arts. His collections of poetry include Lead Belly and Olio, and he serves as president of the board of directors of Cave Canem. Today's poem is Fort Mose by Tayemba Jess. Fort Mose. They weren't headed north to freedom. They fled away from the North Star, turned their back on the Mason-Dixon line, put their feet to freedom by fleeing farther south to Florida. Ran to where gator and viper roamed free in the mosquito swarm of Suwannee. They slipped out deep after sunset, shadow to shadow, shoulder to shoulder, stealing southward, stealing themselves, stealing their souls to run steel through any slave catcher who dare try stealing them back north. They billeted in swamp mud, sawgrass, and cypress. They waded through waves of water lily and duckweed. They thinned themselves in thickets and thorn bush, hiding their young from thieves of black skin marauding under moonlight and cloud cover. Many once knew another shore, an ocean away, whose language, songs, stories were outlawed on plantation ground. In swampland, they raised flags of their native tongues above whisper smoke into billowing bonfires of chant, drum, and chatter. They remembered themselves with their own words, bleeding into English, bonding into Spanish, singing in Creek and Creole. With their sweat, forging farms in unforgiving heat, never forgetting scars of the lash, fighting battle after battle for generations. Creeks called them Seminole when they bonded with renegade Creeks. Spaniards call them Cimarrones, runaway, escapees from Carolina plantation death prisons. English simply call them Maroons, flattening the Spanish to make them seem alone, abandoned, adrift. But they were bonded, side by side, black and red, in a blood-red hue, Maroon. Sovereignty soldiers, black refugees, self-abolitionists fighting through America's history, marooned in a land they made their own. Acre after acre, plot after plot, war after war, life after life. They fought only for America to let them be marooned, left alone, in their own unchained, singing, worthy blood.
The Los Angeles Poet Laureate was created as a joint program between the city's Department of Cultural Affairs and the Los Angeles Public Library, and this podcast is available wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.